New research on whales suggests there were once a lot more of them in the North Atlantic than anyone realized. That has potentially huge ramifications for whaling. Most commercial whaling was banned in the 1980s to allow whale populations to rebuild to their former numbers after the overhunting of the 19th and 20th centuries. The new research could mean that target is much farther away than previously thought. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
Marine biologist Stephen Palumbi at Stanford University studies whale DNA. He wanted to know what kind of whales were being hunted, by whom, in part because whaling is strictly limited by the International Whaling Commission. Now Palumbi has figured out something else to do with that whale DNA.
We can now use those DNA sequences to winkle out the history of these populations themselves.
DNA sequences are the chemical letters in an animal's DNA dictionary. From one generation to the next, those letters get shuffled. Scientists can read the rearrangements and tell how many generations a species has been around. What Palumbi did, though, was to analyze the genetic variations in whale DNA and deduce how many whales it would take in each generation to produce that DNA variation. That way, he could tell how many whales lived in the North Atlantic before whaling ships arrived almost 4 centuries ago and almost wiped them out. The only whale count up to now was from logbooks kept by whalers. These suggest that there used to be about twice as many humpback and fin whales as there are now. For minke whales, the current population seems to have recovered. But Palumbi's DNA calculus said otherwise. Genetic diversity in whales is higher than expected. That means the historic population must have been bigger, much bigger.
We found that in the numbers of whales that existed before commercial whaling was, in many cases, up to about 10 times higher than predicted by those old whale logbook records.
That would mean that at some point before big-time whaling started, there were perhaps 800,000 of these three whale species in the North Atlantic alone. For the whole world, the numbers would have been in the millions. That has implications for more than just whaling laws. That many whales would have had a more profound effect on the ecology of the ocean than people realize. That's the view of marine ecologist James Estes of the U.S. Geological Survey.
It would be a different kind of ocean than we might imagine, because there are 10 times more whales out there doing whatever whales do.
Whales are predators and also food for other marine organisms.
They were big. There were lots of them. They have high metabolic rates. It's just almost unimaginable to me that they weren't important.
The political ramifications of this research are more controversial. Japan and Norway continue to hunt whales and want bigger catches. Other nations want to resume whaling. Whaling treaties say commercial hunting might resume if whale populations rebound to 54% of their former abundance. Stephen Palumbi says if you rely on the old whaling logs, humpback whales are now close to that number.
Unless you start taking into account the genetic data, in which case it'll take on the order of 30 to 100 years before humpback whales are abundant enough in the North Atlantic to even consider hunting them.
Advocates of whale hunting are likely to contest this research, which is published in this week's issue of the journal Science. But several marine biologists also question Palumbi's conclusions. One is Philip Clapham at the National Marine Fisheries Service. He says there's no reason to believe whalers underestimated their catch in their logbooks by that much, and their catch records are backed up by tallies of whale oil production kept by the industry.
Either the catch record is hugely wrong, which it simply cannot be to this extent, or the Palumbi technique is unreliable, or the numbers that they're producing refer to some other point in the very distant past.
Clapham says the DNA analysis is not always accurate. Moreover, it gives a whale census for some undetermined time in evolutionary history, maybe 400 years ago or maybe 400,000 years ago. He says the study is likely to spur a fierce debate, a view that its authors appear to share as well. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.